Hey there, folks, it's me, Ignomius. You know, one of the great things about the amateur voice ad community is the fact that nearly everything that gets produced receives at least a small amount of attention and feedback. Now, if you're fortunate, like me, over the years you'll have garnered some insightful and constructive criticism over your body of work, some of it good and some of it bad. Now, let me give you a couple examples. One member once said that, quote, Ig's work is gritty, edgy, and is not always comfortable to listen to. He understands the value of an unhappy ending, end quote. Ooh, you see that? That's constructive. Now, here's another, well, less than favorable review. Quote, Ig's comedic style leans heavily towards puerility, nascent Peter Panism, and a fixation on male sexual organs, end quote. I don't know. Anyhow, I've come to realize that people like or dislike my work for different reasons. Now, with this in mind, I've decided it would be a great idea if, just once, my work could be all things to all people. So I present to you, in the left channel, a wonderful piece of droll highbrow comedy, and in the right channel, a rib-tickling, stitch-bursting, goat-fucking, lowbrow guffaw-fest. Now, I'd say enjoy, but I already know you will.
Here goes.
Well, hello there. I'd like to share the most charming little anecdote that I heard while I lunched at Le Spiliatum this past afternoon. At a lavish dinner party thrown by and for the High of New York, President Calvin Coolidge, regarded in his time for both his dry wit and familiarity with words, found himself sitting opposite
Turn around, goat.
Well, what will you say?
Go back.
Oh. After a time, he replied simply,
"Fuck it, turn around. Yeah. Oh.
Then resuming his meal without ever lifting his eyes to meet her.
Goat.
Oh. Oh my goodness, wasn't that smashing?
Well, I didn't do anything. Thanks. Call me.